removed all bagged items. Welcome. If you have your extra care card, please scan it now. Scan coupon now. Your total is 37 cents. Please insert coins, then insert bills. Please wait. System processing.
Please select your payment. Please wait. System processing. Thank you for shopping at CVS. Please remove all bagged items.
If you have your thank you for shopping at CVS. Please scan it now.
Okay. I just left CVS. Looks like I'm chewing a caramel. Okay. So I just left CVS, and times right now, financially speaking, aren't really the best. So I've been doing this thing at CVS, where I grab the cheapest item they have in the store, which is these little 30 cent caramel candy things. And I don't really like them, but anyway, I buy the cheapest thing in the store, and then I grab another item that I actually like and want. Like in this case, I just got a bag of chips. I don't know if you can hear it. But yeah, so I grab a caramel and then like another item, and then I go to the self-checkout area. There's like employees there, but they just kind of stand around. They don't really do anything because there's like no cashiers. It's just these two machines that everyone uses for self-checkout. And so I go to one of those. Sometimes there's like an employee sort of watching the front, quote unquote watching the front, but sometimes there's not, and they just like roam around the aisle. So I usually wait for like a good moment where there's nobody there, and then I'll go to the checkout line with my two items and then scan the 30 cent caramel, and then put it in the bag, and then don't scan the other item, and then hit finish and pay, and then quickly put the other item in the bag. Because if you put the item in the bag before you hit finish and pay, then the sensors will like detect the incorrect weight in the bag. So you have to hit finish and pay first, and then put the additional item in the bag. So then I do that, and then I hit finish and pay. And then I guess the bad thing is that it does read the total out loud. Like it says your total is 30 cents. So if somebody's like standing around paying attention and they see you with like more than 30 cents worth of items, then that could be a problem. But I guess the other additional, the backup plan I have, just in case I do get caught, is like I have these big noise canceling headphones, and I put them on when I go inside the store, just in case I get caught. I can be like, oh well, sorry, I thought I scanned the item, but my noise canceling headphones, I didn't hear the beep, you know. So yeah, anyway, that hasn't happened yet though. So I just hit finish and pay, and then I end up paying for about 30 cents. It's a 30 cent charge on my car. And yeah, I have more than 30 cents worth of items. I think it's morally, I think it's fine, because like I wouldn't do this if it was like a family owned business. But CVS is like a company, you know, like capitalism, like they can afford it. Yeah, plus it's like I need the chips more than CVS needs the chips or the Doritos company, you know?
I'd like to think of myself as someone with a lot of skills. Modest skills, though. I wouldn't consider myself an expert at anything, really. There's just a lot of things that I'm sorta, kinda good at. For example, I'm decent at guitar. I think I'm a good writer.
Caught in the crossfire of her gaze, he stood before her, motionless, entranced, as eons passed them by like speeding trains to nowhere.
I'm pretty good at taking people's pictures.
Does it look like half of my face is in the shadow?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, but you don't think it looks bad? You can maybe do it from there if your shadow isn't in it.
I like to make films every now and then, so I'm decent at working with actors.
And that's why it gets on my nerves, is because just, like, I can't even ask normal, simple questions without you getting upset. And that's so frustrating to me, because that means that you're treating me like an item and not a person. And I have a problem with this, because that...
But of all the skills I have, there's one significant one that I lack, and it looms rather large in my life. Money. I'm pretty bad when it comes to money. Earning money, managing money, all of it. When I first moved here to Texas from Minnesota, I didn't really have much to my name. No car, no job, no furniture, or even a TV.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure about
you. You don't have a TV?
No, I didn't bring my TV with me when I moved, and I just haven't gotten around to buying one yet, but I think I need to buy one this week. It's getting too
long. That is so weird.
It was just me and my dog.
Let's go, buddy.
And my cat and girlfriend.
Oh my god.
And an apartment with 6 months' rent paid.
I have 6 months' rent paid, so I think I'm in month two, I think, right now.
That is fucking mental. I am in month two of a 6 month fucking contract as well.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, no, I just need. I'm just trying to get another 6 months, and then I'm good. So
I had 6 months to figure out a way to make enough money to live for another 6 months. And I thought I had the perfect way to do just that.
I do not feel bad about giving this advice then.
This audio was recorded in June of 2021.
I'll put it this way. I need to go to the dentist and get fucking four teeth out. Wisdom teeth. And I have enough to pay for it without a problem.
Yeah.
And like, I can pay for food. If the stock went to zero, I wouldn't be broke.
Yeah.
But, like... If I'm thinking about buying a fucking cushion, I'm like, fuck that cushion. I am putting that, like, 20 euro into GameStop.
Yeah.
Now, people are millionaires from this shit. Like, they are. It's happened. Yeah. People are already making millions from GameStop. I'm like, I want to be one of those fucking people on a really small scale.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what fucking people, like a lot of people are saying. And I just, I cannot mentally process it. So people are saying that the very minimum price per share to start selling is $20 million per share.
What?
And that's like, what I'm telling you is what everyone else thinks, and I'm the weird person who doesn't.
Jesus.
I'm talking like 300,000 people think this, like really
that,
adamantly.
When do they estimate that you'll be able to sell a share for $20 million?
It's a constantly changing number. So like a couple months ago when we had less, in fact, in January, we thought it was like $1,000. Everyone was like, oh, $1,000 would be like so much. And then it was like, wait a minute, $10,000 would be extremely reasonable. And then the more we find out, the more we're like, holy fucking shit. 6 months later, we're like, you owe $20 million per share? Like, It took us 6 months of like the most extreme protests you've ever seen. And we're like, that's what you've been hiding all this time. Like, it's so unfathomable that they must know.
Yeah.
Like, how could they have ever expected that we'd win this? It seems so impossible.
Right.
Well, it seems so obvious for us. We're like, of course. We're the internet, motherfucker. We took down Shia LaBeouf in like 5 minutes.
Ooh.
I mean, he learned his lesson, I hope. So anyway, short answer for when you should sell. The advice that I would give myself if I wasn't a fucking pussy. Just hold until fucking like a crazy number, like 5,000.
Yeah.
And I'd say if you just want to sell one, just to know what it fucking feels like, sell one at like 5,000 and then just look at your two shares left and be like, okay.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
a test.
Yeah, if what you're saying is right, then that kind of sounds like a good little strategy, because that 5,000, then that's like six more months of rent.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, if you feel this comfortable having 6 months of rent now, I think you'll feel pretty comfortable even if the stock goes to zero and you're like, well, I have six more months of rent, mission accomplished.
Yeah.
And then like, if it's at 5,000, there is no fucking way you're gonna be like, no, that's a bit, like, when it gets to 5,000, you're gonna be like, this is fucking real. And when people say it's gonna go to 20 million, you're gonna be like, I believe.
That just would be crazy. Like at some point, like someone would step in, right? Like banks or regulators or the government. Like they would not let us poor people beat the system that much.
Exactly. So imagine if you're asking this question now, and there's people who have been asking that question since January. Imagine the kind of answers that they found. Like, they have their life savings in this thing, and they're like, I want to fucking know. Like, wait a minute. What happens? And everyone's like, yeah, what happens? And then other people are online, and they're like, this is what happens. And everyone's like, oh, I didn't know that. So basically, if the hedge funds get margin called, okay, no, I'll try and make it like really simple. If the government says, like the Federal Reserve, and all right, wait, more simple, GameStop annual share meeting, they say, hey, listen, like a fucking everyone in the world voted for GameStop today in the annual share meeting. There isn't that many shares in existence. This is illegal. And then the fucking SEC cannot possibly say, nah, Because that's the most illegal thing that anyone's ever heard of in history.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Like, do you know who you're working with? Like,
so, yeah, exactly. So people are putting pressure on, like, every fucking, on everything.
Oh. Whoops, I swiped you up. Shit. Sometimes I
you
just...
You know, it's like...
No, I miss what you're saying. I left the call. You said people are putting pressure.
People are putting pressure on the SEC.
Yeah.
And everyone.
I was excited. Not just to make money, but to do it at the expense of corrupt corporations and evil hedge funds. I felt like a soldier, a part of an internet guerrilla army. And I wanted to record every second of it.
Here's my thesis. And he would go on live stream for like 7 hours at a time, explaining to people why this is going to happen in April 2021. And he literally said April 16th, 2021. Like, everyone will know about this. And it was fucking 2018.
That's crazy.
What the fuck? And so he's posting memes that, like, predict what happens the fucking next day on Twitter, and it's just crazy.
All right. I'm officially recording this conversation now for a podcast episode. So if I lose money, I can just at least have an episode about it.
If you somehow lose your money on this, like, I'll give you $100 because that just doesn't make sense. If you lose money on this, I'll feel so bad for you. I'll just give you $100 just because I feel bad for you.
All right, well, that's in USD?
Yeah.
All right.
If you want it in USD, well, that's good for me.
Well, I got you on the recording
now. €93.67.
Oh, it would have been more in euro.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sleep easy. Don't worry about it. Just sit back and be like, this is house money. Just play the internet game for free.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll definitely send you updates. You'll see. You'll see.
Yeah.
You just look at this squiggly line.
Yeah.
I watched that squiggly line rise and fall and rise and fall again. I thought that squiggly line was going to change my life. I thought that squiggly line was going to change the world. I thought that squiggly line was going to pay my rent. But sometimes a squiggly line is, well, just a squiggly line.
This guy who's a wise old nugget in the community, he was like everything he says is just always comes true. He was like, yeah, it's gonna dump out to the earnings. So when it started happening, I was like, all right, I feel kind of freed from this. Like, when it goes up, it's so hard not to look, but when it goes down, I'm like, all right, well, just gotta wait until it goes up again.
So when did that guy say that?
Like a week ago.
Oh, it would have been nice to tell me that like a week ago.
Sorry, yeah, I know. But like, I told you this at the start. I was like, I always hate like advising people what to do with their money. But then you got into it and I'm like, ooh, should I update you like daily? And what if I tell you it's going to drop? Because yeah, if I told you it was going to drop, you would have just sold it. And then like, what if it didn't? Fuck it. Like, the thing is, at the end of the day, when this thing goes to fucking whatever, like, breaks through the stratosphere, all those numbers are just going to seem like peanuts. Essentially, what's going on here? Everybody knows. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you know, but, like, yeah, I lost a lot of money today.
No, you only lose money when you sell. So... those are just unrealized losses. That's what you need to remember. Unrealized. They're not real. Just don't even think about them.
Well, I'm thinking about them. You said it was gonna like be the exact opposite of what happened. Like, what? Yesterday was the big day, right? 6-9 is the 9th day of June. Where what?
I'm not gonna lie to you.
What happened?
I won't lie to you. The 6-9 thing, I was a bit overexcited just because it was 69, and that's my bad. That is true. I don't know, it messed with my units.
Well, yeah, maybe you shouldn't give people financial advice based on a sex number.
No, but that's the thing. I need to find a way to make it exciting for you. It's just kind of unfortunate that in this case, my version of excitement was kind of wrong.
Well, it was exciting when it went up like a few days ago, and you told me not to sell when I was like up $300. Like, I think I had over $1,000 that I could have made or that could have sold. So, but you told me not to sell.
That's the thing.
And I didn't sell, and now I'm negative right now.
You're gonna have so many thousands of dollars that you're not even gonna remember this day. Like, this day, you're gonna be like, what? Six of what?
Well, I'll remember I'm recording it, so I'll probably remember it. Probably make an episode about
well,
it.
Well, okay.
So.
Well, yeah, but if you record every day of your life, then, you know, then it probably goes back to the original point.
All right, just tell me something that will make me feel better. Break it down for me.
All right. I shouldn't have fucking got myself hyped about this actual day, because it's not this day that's good, like, price-wise. It's everything else, all the factors that surround it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like, I got my wisdom tooth out on Monday, and that shit was horrible. Like, I could feel them ripping out my tooth, and I've been in pain for, like, 3 days. But in a week's time, I'm going to be like, fucking yes, I got my wisdom tooth out.
Right.
I knew it would be all right.
Losing all of your money sucks. It sucks. But in a way, it felt liberating, I guess. I mean, after all, I was right back where I started. Besides rent and food, there was really no reason for me to even have money. I didn't have any responsibilities or a bunch of bills I had to pay. However, I can't really say the same now. I've been making this podcast for a couple years now. I'm not really making any money doing it, but that's fine. It's always been fine. I guess it's fine because, well, I like making it. But during the making of the last episode, it dawned on me. I wasn't the only one working on this podcast anymore. There were now three others helping me, and though I've always been fine with not making any money myself from the podcast, it just didn't feel right that there were now three other strangers who also weren't being compensated.
You are aware that it's an unpaid position?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Okay, cool.
I guess I realized this when I found out one of my unpaid interns was stealing chips.
Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
It's going all right. I'm eating a banana.
I just had some chips.
What kind of chips?
Ruffles. I got them from an Instacart order the other day because I got to the wrong location. The GPA was totally like 20 minutes away from where I was supposed to be. And I was like, you know what? I'll just tell them that I delivered it. They'll get a refund. And they got a refund and I got free Ruffles.
What kind of Ruffles?
Just original.
Okay. There are better kinds.
Very true, but you know, take what I can get.
Another one of my interns didn't even own an iPhone.
Okay, so I'm going to screenshot this and send it to you. Like I said, there's just some questions. Did you get it? Yeah.
This is dead. Loading real quick.
Okay. So these are just like questions for you to like sort of guide the conversation, keep her
occupied, entertained. Do you want to read the questions out loud?
It's... Oh, I don't know why, but it's not downloading yet.
Okay.
I'm sure to like DM to me on Twitter or something because it's not loading. I don't know why.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Do you, is your phone an Android?
So I thought to myself, how do other podcasts make money? And one specific podcast came to the forefront of my mind.
Welcome to season 2 of Women of the Hour. I am so thrilled to be back. A few changes this season. We'll be making twice as many episodes, which is super exciting, at least for me and my mother. It's also why you'll hear ads. Can you pay your bills? Destiny's Child once asked. Well, now we can, thanks to some companies I actually like whose products have actually mattered to me, like MailChimp.
If Lena Dunham can make money reading ads on her mediocre podcast, then certainly the same could be said for me.
Thank you for calling MailChimp, the all-in-one marketing platform for your business. Calls are recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Hi, this is Toriano with MailChimp Sales. May I have your name, please?
My name is Logan.
Hi, Logan. How can I help you today?
Yeah, so I was just actually listening to a podcast, and do you know the Lena Dunham podcast?
I've heard of it, but I can't say that I've listened to the recent.
Yeah. Well, she just did like a sponsor. She like must have done like some sort of deal or sponsorship with MailChimp. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering how one would arrange a sponsorship of that sort with MailChimp.
Oh, that is a good question. I'm not quite sure. I can ask my manager on that.
Yeah, and I mean, you could tell your manager too if it helps that, you know, my podcast has like a better rating than her podcast. So just.
So did we partner with? So just to make sure I'm relaying over the right information. You want to be sponsored? You want MailChimp to sponsor your podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and send that note over to him and see who we can get you in front of. So I'll try to send you an email here as soon as I get an answer.
Okay.
I did not receive an email from MailChimp.
Hi, I'm Lena's mom, and I want to thank you for listening to Women of the Hour. Her show, is made possible by many, including the fine people at Blue Apron.
Blue Apron Customer Experience, this is James. How can I be up to date?
I was just listening to, Lena Dunham, her podcast. Do you know Lena Dunham?
I do. It's been a minute since I've listened to her, though.
Yeah, and, in one of the episodes, she read, like, an ad read or whatever for Blue Apron. So I'm just wondering, how one would obtain sort of a partnership of that sorts.
So the best way to do that at this point would be to email contact@blueapron.com. And when you do so, you'll want to include any relevant information in there. What we'll do is we'll forward that over to the right team, and then they'll review that and then reach out to you if they're interested in a partnership.
Okay. Do you by chance know maybe any of the criteria that you guys look for when selecting podcasts? Because, I mean, she has a 3.6 rating, and my show's higher than that. It's 4.9 or something. Yeah. But she has more reviews than me, so I don't know if there's a certain number that is more appealing.
I emailed Blue Apron, but did not receive a response.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Thank you for contacting Audible. My name is Disha. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have a question. I know you guys sponsor a lot of podcasts and whatnot, because you know, I hear the ads all the time for Audible on the podcast that I listen to. And I was just wondering how one would obtain a sponsorship with you guys for my podcast.
Am I able to take down your email?
It's Logan. Green.
Is that with an E at the end?
G-R-E-E-N.
Okay.
Day. Rocks.
So there's a program that we do offer that you would have to submit an entry to.
Oh, okay.
So that it basically contains that information for you.
Okay.
And how you would go about doing so.
Does it seem daunting or difficult or hard?
No, it seems very simple. It doesn't look like it's too complex at all.
Okay.
So I'll get that sent over for you.
Okay, cool. Do you listen to podcasts?
Not often, but I do listen to some here and there.
Okay.
I'm not a huge podcaster though. What is your podcast about?
It's called This Is Not a Podcast, the podcast. It's sort of about making the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
One moment. I'm getting you that email right now.
Do you have Apple or Spotify?
I can do too.
Huh?
I have Apple.
Oh, it's the podcast is on there, my podcast.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'll definitely give it a look. Check you out, Mr. Logan.
Thanks.
One, hopes you make some money, so that's always
yeah.
A plus.
You don't know, like, Lena Dunham, perchance, or her podcast?
No, not personally. I'm not a big podcaster. I'm more into books than I am podcasts. I listen to some podcasts, though. Some of them are pretty cool. But I'm also very open, so I'm, like, not opposed to them. I just don't have any, like, you know, that has ever caught my eye and necessarily had me listen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like her podcast, but she has a podcast, and I heard her read a Audible ad once. And
that ad that she read, also, that's what I'm sending you the link to. That's how you make some money.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm putting all that information in here for you. You can just make sure I'm not leaving anything out. So, I'm going to put dollar signs next to the link that would make you the money, okay? So that way you can
easy.
See that clearly.
Thanks for that.
You're very welcome. Okay, perfect. Alrighty, love, so I'm getting that email sent to you now. If you'd like, you can just confirm when you receive it.
Oh, I don't have my computer open. I trust.
Okay, so you're fine. You should see it there. I did go ahead and get it sent over to you today, just now.
Cool. Thank you.
Alrighty, you're very welcome, love. Did you have any other questions today?
Let me think. No, I don't think so.
Perfect.
After that call, I was filled with hope once again. After all, third time's the charm, they say. I followed the instructions in the email, submitted my show to Audible, and waited for a response. And waited. And waited. And waited.
Today's episode is brought to you by Casper.
Hello. Thank you for calling Casper. It's currently past our bedtime. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Now, at this point, I wasn't quite ready to give up, but I also couldn't bear another second of Lena Dunham's podcast. So I took a slightly different approach and went to Google to find more sponsors.
Adam and Eve Galleria, how may I help you?
Yes, is this Adam and Eve?
Yes.
Yes, I have a question. I understand you guys do a lot of sponsorship with podcasts and whatnot. So I was wondering how one would obtain a partnership of that sort for my podcast.
One moment. Okay, so we're a franchise. If you want, you should try to Google, like, the actual Adam and Eve, like, online.
Oh. What do you mean?
Yeah, we're a franchise store, so I don't think that they sponsor podcasts.
Okay, so I'd have to call somebody else?
Like, the main, you know, just look up Adam and Eve, I guess, customer service on Google.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're not affiliated with the main corporation of Adam and Eve.
Okay. So just Google. Okay, I'll Google it.
Adam and Eve, how can I help?
Yeah, so I have a question. I understand you guys do a lot of like sponsorships and promotions with podcasts. So, I'm wondering who I would have to speak with to set something like that up. For,
It's Sunday, that's a Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday type of deal, so you'll have to call back.
Call back?
Yes.
Tomorrow?
Yes, Monday through Thursday.
The same phone number?
Yes.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Thank you for calling Adam and Eve. This is Sage. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I have a question. So I understand that you guys do a lot of sponsorship for podcasts and whatnot. So I'm just wondering how one would arrange a sponsorship like that.
Let me give you this number to call. Good afternoon, PHE.
What is this?
PHE Incorporated.
Okay. I don't know. I just called Adam and Eve and had a question for them, and they gave me this number, so I don't know what PHE is.
We're the corporate office for Adam and Eve.
Okay. Yeah, so I have a question. I understand you guys do a lot of podcast sponsorships and whatnot, so I'm just wondering how one would arrange a sponsorship like that for a podcast.
Sponsorship for a podcast. Hold on.
Chad Davis.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
How can I help you?
Yeah, so I have a question. I understand Adam and Eve does a lot of sponsorships with podcasts and whatnot, so I'm wondering how one would arrange a sponsorship with Adam and Eve for my podcast.
I could either have our agency of record that handles our podcast advertising sponsorship buying contact you, or I could give you that person's name and number. Can contact them.
Okay, yeah.
There's certain criteria that, you know, we use to grade if we should do something with a podcast or not.
Do you know the criteria off the...
Not off the top of my head. Generally, it's got to be a certain size in terms of downloads, maturity. So it depends.
Okay, well, I'll take this person's number.
Okay, now did you call and leave me a message last week?
No.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Chad Davis.
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Chad. I'm getting a little impatient here, Chad, because I've been trying to get Adam and Eve to sponsor my podcast, Chad, but you guys have been sending me in circles all week, Chad, and I'm sick of the rigmarole, Chad. So give me a call back, Chad.
Okay, because I got back from vacation and I didn't get caught up on all my messages yet.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't. I don't think so.
Okay, so you want to contact Erica Bystrom.
Erica.
Is her name.
Okay.
And best number to reach her at. She's on the West Coast. Okay, so 418.
Completed as dial. Please check the number and dial again, or dial 611 for customer assistance. Message DA204TX51.
It seemed like all of the misfortune that was befalling me couldn't have been purely coincidental. At first, I blamed the system. I blamed the companies that didn't want to work with me. I blamed Lena Dunham. I blamed everything and everyone. Everyone but myself. It was my fault nobody wanted to advertise on my podcast because not enough people listened to my podcast because, well, it's probably just not a good podcast. Because I'm not good at making podcasts. Because I'm not good at making anything. Because I'm not good. As a last resort, I decided to call my Malaysian podcast promoter to see if he could help.
Hello?
Hello? Sabush?
How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to hear your voice. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good. I am fairly well.
That's good. So, listen, I'm working on season 2 of my podcast. And I'm trying to get a sponsor for my podcast so I can, you know, earn some money. I'm trying to get a sponsor. And I need more listeners and subscribers and followers and whatnot. So that's where you come in.
Yes, I can do it perfectly. But it will take some time because I will give you organic promotion for your podcast or Spotify or anything.
How long?
Can you give me?
How long do you think it will take?
My short. It will time many and more. Can you just me for $50 only 1 week?
For 1 week?
Yes.
What exactly do you do? Like, how do you promote it and market it?
Yes, yes.
No, like how?
Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and other social media. And we can do your work by link binging and many other so we can use. It will be good for your podcast.
Do you, what are some other podcasts you work with? Like, do you work with any other, like, big podcasts that I would know?
Yes, yes. Yes, I have completed many others work on this sector, such as podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, or many others.
What was the name?
My name is Fuzon Ahmed.
Oh, I thought this was Sabuj.
He's my brother.
Oh, okay. Well, tell Sabuj I said hi. We've spoken before.
Yes, yes.
My last question is, I don't want to get banned from Apple or Spotify, right? So I'm not going to get banned, right? Like, you're not doing anything against the rules or, like, illegal?
I know about Apple rules and equal.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Cool.
So, can you give me work? If you can give me week or monthly. It is your choice.
Okay.
If you give me weekly, it will take $50 and I will give you 50 subscribers and 100 listeners. It will be organic and real.
So, or 50 subscribers and 100 listeners for $50 for 1 week?
Yes.
Okay, then what's the month?
And 1 month, I need $500, and I will give you 500 subscribers and 1K listener. It will take $500 because it will be original and organic.
Okay.
Now it is your choice. You can chase me. You can chase me. Give me $50 work. You can think about my issues. You can think. You can take time. No problem.
Oh, okay. But I appreciate that.
You can think about this.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks.
I couldn't afford $500 or even $50. Last time we worked together, his rate was $5. I guess what I thought was friendship was nothing more than a business partnership. Usually by the end of these episodes, there's a lesson or something positive to say, but I don't think there's gonna be one this time. Sometimes the end is just the end, and that's it. Well, I guess that's a lesson. Special thanks to, what's the point of
rattling off names every episode? It's fucking stupid.
Banks came up with this system where they can just create loads of shitty things that are, like, completely valueless, and then they just make loads of money. It's like, all right, here's a shitty thing. You owe me this for, like, 40 years, and they're like, all right, here you go. Here's some money. They would give people a shitty thing and tell them that it was great. Like, this mortgage is fucking fantastic. And they'd make them pay even more the shittier that the thing was. And then they just did that infinitely. If that mortgage failed, the banks would also have a bet with other banks that if this fails, you owe me money.
Yeah.
So, like, literally, if the price goes down, they make money. If the price goes up, they make money. They always made money.
Okay, gonna try something new here. At the end of these episodes, I'm gonna start listing off who supports the show on Patreon. Okay. This podcast is supported by the following patrons on patreon.com. Andrew, Piccolo, Tori, Rice, Matt, Connor, Daniel, and Darcy. Thank you.
But like, well, every day I'm just addicted to fucking Reddit and shit. Like, just watching the world burning in every conceivable facet of life. You like guns?
I don't have any. Thank you.